What are some of the common questions you receive from surgeons in practice, either general surgeons or hepatic surgeons, about the whole issue of surgery for colorectal metastases?
I think an important issue is the timing of the liver surgery and also how many cancers in the liver. If you look beyond a decade ago, the classic teaching was up to 4 cancers in the liver, they're an operable candidate. Now we're way beyond the limits of that because I just did a right hepatic lobectomy 2 weeks ago on a man that had 6 cancers in the right lobe of the liver. So if I can remove all of the cancers safely, then that is the preferred approach. Obviously, if someone has 6 or 7 tumors in the liver, their chance for recurrence is much greater than someone has a solitary lesion. If a person has a solitary metastatic colorectal cancer lesion, we can cure that patient with resection alone in probably 40% of the time. And that means that 40% cure rate, 60% will recur, and yet we don't have good biomarkers to predict. We have a few prognostic indicators, but ultimately we don't know who's going to recur and who doesn't. So I recommend to all patients they get some adjuvant chemotherapy after resection. We have a few markers that you're at very high risk for recurrence or you're at lower risk, but everyone is still at risk. So one question we get from surgeons, how many tumors? And I would say that right now, we will push the envelope and go anywhere from 5 to 8 tumors can still be resected. If a person's got 20 metastases in the liver, I don't think that there's a major role at the current time for hepatic resection surgery. But if it technically can be done, preserving enough liver mass, I have no problem taking on a patient that has 6, 7, 8 lesions in the liver. So a number of tumors is a common question, and timing is common both from the surgeon because they're the front line. They're the ones seeing the colon cancers and resecting them. And if they call me, I'll usually say, go ahead, do the colon resection surgery, have them see the medical oncologist postoperatively, get complete staging with a CT PET scan, give them 2 to 3 cycles of chemo, and then 3 months from now, we'll do the hepatic resection approach. And I think this is where the field has evolved, and this is cutting edge right now would be that approach.